Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Oh, Michelle, you know, I did it again. I'm looking in a magazine, and there's this, you know, some kind of a scammy-looking ad about, are your adrenals fatigued? Have they stopped working? I mean, seriously? And then, they charge through the nose. I know.
Are they?
Hello.
How many times have we heard this, Pam?
Like that.
Adrenal insufficiency, adrenal fatigue. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where are you people getting this from? But I think our guest today, who you're going to introduce, is going to tell us all about adrenal insufficiency and also the main hormones that we need to be looking at, right?
Absolutely. And we also want to be on scam alert the whole time. And we're going to have Dr. Theodore Friedman, who's professor of medicine at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA, serves as vice chair of the Department of Internal Medicine at Charles Drew University. He's professor of medicine, as well as chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine and chief of the Division of Endocrinology, Molecular Medicine, and Metabolism, and clearly has no personal life because apparently he spends all of his time doing this.
He doesn't.
All right, Theo.
Hi, Pam. Thanks for your nice words. Hi, Michelle.
I know.
Hi,
seriously.
I'm and I do have a life. I try to spend some time with my family, and I go on do some exercise and things like that.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
We love you.
Yeah, and your website is goodhormonehealth.com. Okay, let's dive right into it. All right, Dr. Friedman, what is this definition of, and I quote, adrenal fatigue or insufficiency? Because our listeners are totally confused by these scammy ads out there.
Well, and is there a difference between fatigue and insufficiency?
Absolutely. It's a great question.
Okay.
So adrenal insufficiency is a real disease. It's not that common of a disease, but it could be a quite important disease, and it's often misdiagnosed. Your adrenals make two hormones. One's called cortisol, one's called aldosterone. If you have low cortisol, you have a set of symptoms that include weight loss, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, joint pains. Mm-hmm. It could eventually, you can get low blood pressure, and people can die from adrenal fatigue. Your aldosterone makes a hormone, your adrenals also make a hormone called aldosterone, which regulates your salt. So people with low aldosterone have lightheadedness, dizzy, fatigue, low blood pressure. They don't get enough blood going to their brain. Some people have the cortisol problem. Some people have the aldosterone problem. Some people have both. And these are real diseases that's important to be diagnosed with and important to be treated. However, some of our colleagues that, as Pam described, want to make a buck on this, scammers, these are usually more alternative doctors, not your conventional endocrinologist, have come up with this idea called adrenal fatigue. To me, it makes no sense. Their idea is that the adrenals work hard because you're under stress, and the correct physiology is when the adrenals work hard, they make more cortisol, not less cortisol. But somehow they came to believe that when your adrenals are under stress, they start petering out and not working. There's no data for this, and therefore they often give cortisol, which is a very dangerous and potent hormone. They give ground-up adrenal glands, which who knows what's in. It's pretty nasty stuff. And sometimes they give some supplements, which might not be so bad. But basically, endocrinologists believe adrenal fatigue doesn't exist. When you're under stress, your adrenals work harder and not less hard.
That's
well, you
so
know,
bad.
You know, as Michelle and I talk about all the time, I think one of the things I deal with a lot with WebMD, for instance, and Michelle with EmpowHer, is that, you know, women especially complain of, and I quote, low energy. All right,
mm-hmm.
So it's the energy play here. So immediately, a lot of these, you know, ads and everything say, got low energy? Gosh, your adrenals must be pooping out on you. And therefore, two things happen. One is they're going to charge you a lot of money for these testing. I want you to talk about the testing. They say, here, mm-hmm. give us $100, $200 so that we can do, and I quote, a saliva test. And then we'll be able to determine you have adrenal fatigue. Talk to me.
Okay, Pam, great questions. So there's a lot of causes of fatigue. It's not only your adrenals. Underactive thyroid can give you fatigue. Menopause can give you fatigue.
Yes.
Low iron, anemia can give you fatigue. So it's very important to get a thorough workup for why you have fatigue and not just jump to some guy who wants to measure your fit. These saliva tests that these providers advocate are not that reliable. I've had patients that have had high cortisol and ended up with a disease called Cushing's disease, which is high cortisol by blood tests and urine tests. Their saliva tests and these companies are low, yet when you use a reputable company that specializes in endocrine testing, they're normal. So I would take these saliva tests with a grain of salt. And like you said, it's a lot of people wanting to try to make a buck off people.
Totally agree.
Well, the other thing, too, is I studied Cushing's forever, you know, at
right.
the NIH. And as you're well aware, we have a sinusoidal curve, you know, for
right.
cortisol throughout the day. And doing one saliva test, it's like taking one snapshot from a two-hour video and saying, well, now I understand
right.
the whole show. You can't do that. And I think people need to hear that out there because they're really trying to turn this into a disease thing. And Michelle, speak to this on Empower Her. Dear God, I mean, how many women out there, especially perimenopausal and otherwise, are complaining about this energy thing?
Well, they keep saying they've been diagnosed with adrenal fatigue, but they're going online, a lot of them, and or they're going to, you know, not an endocrinologist like you, Dr. Friedman, and they're doing saliva testing and all kinds of crazy things. And I'm like, how do you even know you have this? And I've never heard of adrenal fatigue. I know there's adrenal insufficiency, but it's this whole, you know, like Pam said, it's preying on women. But tell me, what are some of the causes of adrenal insufficiency?
So again, adrenal insufficiency is a real disease. It's usually part of Addison's disease, which is mm-hmm. when your body has antibodies that attack your adrenal gland. President John F. Kennedy had Addison's disease, for example. And you can also get it from tuberculosis, can affect the adrenal glands. People that had Cushing's and had their adrenal glands removed certainly will get adrenal insufficiency, but it's a pretty rare disease. And in general, also, patients with pituitary problems, severe pituitary problems, can have adrenal insufficiency.
Right.
But it's usually part of these other complexes. Usually your whole adrenals are not working, and you have high ACTH and low cortisol, high renin and low aldosterone. It's not just someone does a saliva test and says your cortisol is a little bit low at a certain time of the day. So it really needs to be investigated thoroughly by an endocrinologist. And
Go ahead.
The treatment of cortisol is, again, a very dangerous drug that's
right.
often hard to get off of. So
yep.
people shouldn't go on cortisol just because their chiropractor or naturopath says your saliva is a little bit low. Here, take this cortisol.
Totally agree.
Well, you know, that is a huge, huge thing because I really think that people out there need to understand cortisol better. One of the parts of the ads and things I hear about, and I also listen to my own patients, and what they say, my adrenals, and I quote, don't work anymore. Well, you know, people need to understand that if they don't work, you're dead. You are.
They must be working
some.
If they
don't work, You're not putting out extremely important hormones that are life-sustaining.
Yeah.
Cortisol is not bad. It is an incredibly essential hormone, and I think
crucial.
It's just incredibly misunderstood. So help us real quickly understand cortisol.
Right. So I did want to mention what you said earlier about the circadian rhythm of cortisol. It's high in the morning and low at night. So if you're looking for low cortisol, you want to measure in the morning when it's normally high. If you want to measure, look for high cortisol in Cushing's, you measure it at night when it's normally low. So therefore, you know, doing the test is usually a blood test of cortisol in the morning, can be followed by a stimulation test called a Cosentropin test, where they give you ACTH
right.
and sees how your
right.
adrenals respond. But
right.
it really is a difficult disease to diagnose, an important disease that shouldn't be made just by a guy with saliva.
All right. Dr. Theodore Friedman has helped us explain the major hormones affected by adrenal insufficiency and how to prevent any of that scamming out there about adrenal fatigue. Please go to goodhormonehealth.com. Thank you, Dr. Friedman. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Be careful if you're diagnosed with adrenal fatigue. You need to know what it is, and it's insufficiency. Not adrenal fatigue. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.